Some of this stuff seems common sense, but it's not. I mean, I was halfway through university when my friend said to me, "Do you like yourself when you're in this relationship?" What a simple concept, right? Mm-hmm. And now in our play, when the song is performed, the actress that's playing the version of Mary in the relationship, she gets into a particularly terrible fight with her partner.
Yeah.
And then she just looks at him and says, I hate myself when I'm with you. And just even challenging young people to think about relationships in terms of, do I like myself when I'm in this relationship? And that's just one step. The next step, like Mary was saying, is giving them the skills to be able to communicate assertively and to be able to go after what they need and leave and know their resources. So at the end of the video, we see Mary's friends waiting for her and they're there to support her, but she might not have known to even reach out to them if that wasn't presented to her as an option. So I think really it's just so crucial for young people to be learning this and having these conversations.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think in particular because we have, I found this to be like, it's almost like a global concept in my experience of like, as soon as you step into a relationship, now all of a sudden things are redefined, right? Things you might not let your friend do, you might let your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your partner do, right? And it's just challenging that notion of you owe it to yourself to be more communicative, right? Like you owe it to yourself to be able to be the partner you want to see, right? Like you want to be able to like, stand up for yourself, speak for yourself, and if you don't feel that comfortable, take a step back and have the time and space to do so. And if you aren't provided that, have somewhere to lean back on, so that because you aren't alone, and you aren't actually meant to be able to figure everything out on your own, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's not just the kind of that's not what people do historically and or presently, right? And so. Understanding what that community is, understanding that you have a bunch of friends, and if you don't have friends, you have resources, or if you don't feel like you have friends, you have resources, you have agencies, you have communities. It's one of the most incredible things I've found here in Canada in particular, right, is that you have these different resources and individual people who genuinely care, or programs like this that will facilitate that care for you.
I think this really speaks to me so much, because when I was like 18 to 25, I had zero self-worth. Mm-hmm. And especially when it came to relationships. And so I was constantly just trying to be the person that would make them stay.
Yeah.
And was in a very unhealthy, abusive, especially emotionally and verbally relationship. But then in my mind, I was like, well, it's this or nothing, right? Which is... Oof. Then take nothing, boo. But it, one of those things where it's, yes, I never required of those guys what I would require from anyone else, because I was like, but if I say that, they might leave.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, yeah, I mean, now I'm like, yeah, go, bye. But again, when you're young, there's so many things that I think it never occurred to me that, oh, if I wouldn't let my friend talk to me that way, I definitely shouldn't let this dude do it.
Right.
You know? And it just, that had never been spelled out.
And that's the thing. I think that, like, what I'm hoping also to get out of my experience is to save more people to have, like, the experience and, like, to just know it beforehand, right? To not have to, like, have gone through a period of time where they put up is a little harsher, but just, like, had to sit with her with that feeling before sifting through it on their own and being like, actually, JK, no thank you. It's like me or nothing, or me or something else, or me or literally anything else, right?
Yes.
Like, that's fine. And that's so much better for you, just on a note. Mm-hmm. But, like, being able to also just not have to go through that in the first place. That's what I think is, like, the thing that I want to get most out of this, is to be able to, like, whoop up before you let all this happen for that length of time. Why?
Yeah.
Why? Just a simple question of why. Can you safely think about why? What I ended up doing a lot was, fun fact, Tunnel Vision, the song itself, I had actually written a year before I had ever brought it to light, because that was one of the ways that I coped after, like, the worst of the worst had happened. It's just 3 a.m. writing splurges. Mm. And so, you know, being able to do that from an earlier setting, right? Like, when you're younger, just being like, oh, why am I putting up with this? Maybe I'll write a poem about it, or I'll write a song, or I'll just draw. And then reflect on that and be like, JK, I don't like writing about these kind of things. I want to write about happier things, for example. what do I change in my life to facilitate that? Or just making a relationship with yourself the first thing that you do, I think is critical.
That is so great and great advice. And I think also, you know, I'm a big journaler of when I'm lost in something and I can't pick my emotions apart. For some reason, when you start writing things down or drawing or whatever it is, it's like it unlocks a different part of your brain that helps you kind of sift through it.
Exactly. And we've seen Mary's song do that for people at our show. We had a girl in grade 6 in Saskatchewan come up to us and say to Mary, you know, I can tell that you've struggled, and I know that because I've struggled too, but I think it's so brave that you put your struggle into art.
Like, actually.
Did you bawl?
Oh, like a...
Oh, all of us.
Oh, my... Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a straight-up crying like, time. Yeah.
Like, 2 seconds apart. Yeah.
Well, and I think the great... This is the great thing, too, about art, is that it is accessible in a way that just talking to people isn't always accessible, right?
Yeah.
And so because it's interpretive enough that it gives them the chance to see themselves in it and to, you know, allow it in a different way.
Yeah.
And so
I like to think of it as like it gives me the chance to let people feel with me.
Ooh,
right? So that they're not...
You are a poet.
Thanks,
right?
Thanks. Yeah. I like have a lot of one-liners. It's great. I'm like constantly texting Shira things. And she's like, oh, that's brilliant. And I'm like,
put it in the play.
Yeah, fun. Get it in there.
but that is the thing, right? It's just allowing people so that you're not like, hey, something that came up a lot, right? Like I had a lot of my friends texting me like, oh my God, I'm in tears or whatever. And I just keep responding, well, you're not alone. I'm crying too. Like we're all like feeling and people have the capacity to feel and it's feels good to not feel alone, right?
Absolutely.
To feel together is something.
And that's that collective, whether it's you're listening to a song at home alone or you're watching a play or even why I think it's why the movies still go strong, even though we've all got big TVs at home, is experiencing something in a group and knowing we are all reacting to the same, you know, emotional stimulus at the same time is very human.
Yeah.
Where are you guys at now in terms of the show, being on the road? What is going on?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're very excited that we're planning another tour. We haven't picked the location yet, but we'll take bids.
Okay.
with Canpar for the spring. And we're really excited about the impact these music videos are able to have. I just heard from a teacher in Nunavut who showed the video to her class. And they responded so well that they're actually going to have an assembly based on consent and these issues now at their school. And this is a place where they don't even have YouTube because the internet connection is so poor.
Bad.
Wow.
So it's exciting to see. I think personally there's no substitute for live theater. Mm-hmm. Just like you were saying, the community element, how it engages and activates us. But I think it's interesting to explore the online platforms as well for reaching hard-to-reach populations.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I mean, that's so wonderful because I think here's the other thing that you guys are doing when you make these videos and, you know, especially because you're right, not everyone's going to get to see the show live. And so when you make the videos, it also enables adults, whether they be teachers, parents, whatever, to start the conversation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Because it's always difficult, you know, especially I think for parents, certainly for educators, because there's a lot of people who are like, don't teach my kid about this.
Yeah.
But for parents too, they don't know how to start that conversation and maybe they want to be able to talk to their kids, but what do you